Be a part of the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards.
Let's Talk TV with Tate Hill, Julie Dudley Najib, and Kim McCoy as they go over the latest in entertainment, technology, business, health, and more. Sundays, 10 p.m. on the Anne Marie Pro TV Network, Crossings TV.
And we want to say good morning and welcome to this edition of Ken McCoy Radio. We appreciate you staying tuned, staying up on what's going on. And yes, we are live on the radio. Man, it's been going down. We've been busy, 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 folks. But we just want to wish all the fathers happy Father's Day weekend. We're going to start it early. We're not going to wait till the last minute. So I want to say happy Father's Day weekend. We're going to tell you how you can get your dad involved with a cooking show we're doing. And this is definitely going out to all the fans out there. But let's get you an update on what's going on out there in the world, specifically in the entertainment genre. So we have a report for you, the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report, syndicated worldwide on all of my affiliate radio stations in Atlanta, Dallas, Texas, Japan, and all over the world. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. I want to say welcome to this edition of the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. We are glad to be back on the air, folks. We have been very busy on television, so we're excited. We'll give you more information about that later. But here's some events that's going on you need to be aware of. First and foremost, you know about the 11th Annual BET Awards and all the performers coming up next week. So we will keep you in the mood on that and let you know what's going on. Definitely the Chris St. James event will be an event to see and be at with a lot of gospel artists. So there's another spinoff that will be happening. And, of course, I understand Transparent will be there, The Gym. I believe Spirit and Truth will be there. So that's going on Father's Day weekend, the week prior to BET. And, of course, those of you that are into concerts, Bilal will be in concert with Wayna. For information on that, you can go to BilalLive.eventbrite.com for information. That event will be held in Washington, D.C. at the U Street Music Hall event. And, of course, Father's Day weekend is coming upon us, and we will be cooking with the Amazing Grace Show as we split our duties for Juneteenth. That's right, all happening in one day, so keep up with me, folks. That is going to be the day. We will be at Juneteenth in Fresno, California, hosting that on the stage. Then we will move over to the Amazing Grace Television Studios for our Father's Day feed. We'll be feeding fathers. That's right, once-in-a-lifetime thing, and that's dedicated to my friends in Louisiana, specifically Ken Lloyd, that's out there. They call him Pops. So we want to dedicate that show over there to him, and he knows why. But we'll talk about that on Ken McCoy Radio. Speaking of Ken McCoy Radio, we have Dubtronic Crew, rated the world's number one reggae band, will be on Ken McCoy Radio, as well as Eileen Collier, a motivator, a leader, programmer, all in one. We'll be on Ken McCoy Radio. We want you to stay tuned. And as we talked about Let's Talk TV, that's right, it premiered last weekend. We had a great show. We, of course, showed a red carpet event we were involved in, a red carpet fashion show based on McCoy and McCoy, a soldier's wife story. And, of course, we had a premiere event with limo included and a VIP showing. And it was awesome because the wife of the soldier that we basically honored and talked about was there to watch the premiere with her son and Jawan Jr. And they're inviting us, I understand, to the Welcome Home for Daddy next month in July. So we're honored to be there to do what we can. And we want to give a shout out to the dog, Dallas, too. It was real cool to be out with the family. But we're excited. Let's Talk TV comes on Sunday nights, 10 o'clock, definitely on 238 in California, of course, and on 503 in New York and New Jersey, and more markets very, very soon. So we're excited. This is Ken McCoy with the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report, and I want to definitely give another shout out to all my affiliates. We are ready to start blazing your names on the next round of filming. So get ready to the affiliates. We're going to go down the list. We want to give a shout out to Kitty Handyman, Jeffrey Henderson, Centoria Green, HotMix106.com, KLCH TV, Big Jim Colbert in Louisiana, and all of our other affiliates. We definitely, definitely appreciate you playing our report, keeping the news out for everyone to stay tuned with. And, of course, you can always follow me on Twitter, at Ken McCoy Press. So I think one of my other phones is ringing, something's going down. So we'll keep you posted. Listen to Ken McCoy Radio. We have a very special announcement coming on our show. Stay tuned. God bless, and may peace be with you. And like I said before, lots going on. Bilal, Juneteenth event. Let's Talk TV numbers are awesome. We're excited. We started broadcasting. The show airs in California on 283 on Comcast. Okay, 283. You can go for details. You can go to Anne Marie Pro TV to get details. But in New York and New Jersey, we have on channel 503. The total listener viewership, we're understanding the number should be between 2.5 and 3.6 million viewers. So the encore presentation will be this Sunday night. So look forward to that Father's Day night. Okay. So, yes, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And we're expecting some very special callers on today's show. We have Eileen Collier that will be calling in shortly, and we'll be talking to her about her background as a programmer, of course, and a consultant with Clear Channel, and a leader with young women and mothers in workshops and seminars. Also on the show today, we have Dubtronic Crew calling in, the world's number one rated an award-winning reggae band. That's right. They won in another country. They so bad. And we're going to play one of their songs in a few minutes, actually. We were kind enough to get a song from them. So I believe we have a caller. So let's see if we can take this caller. And we're going to take this caller right now. Caller, you are on the air with Ken McCoy Radio Live on a hot show, Father's Day weekend edition. It's going down.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Hi. Who's calling?
This is Rachel with Punch Television Network.
Hey, Rachel with Punch Television Network. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Mr. McCoy?
I'm doing great. We are using a new switchboard, so I'm really monitoring the switchboard here. It says on air.
And awesome.
It's tight looking. It's tight looking. So tell all of my listeners, what is Punch TV and what's happening?
Punch Television Network is a new network, and we will be launching live on DirecTV this July, and we will also be having a women's seminar in July the 23rd, and it will be sponsored by Punch Television Network called Healing God's Daughters. And so if I'd like to invite you and your listeners to come out and join us July 23rd, they can RSVP to healinggodsdaughters@gmail.com.
See, healinggodsdaughters@gmail.com.
Yes.
It is so exciting. Now, what prompted you to create this workshop, training, I guess we can call it?
I know that there's a lot of women that are hurting, stuck in the past, wanting to move forward with their lives, and a lot of them just have no clue on how to get there. And by the word of God, this is how they can accomplish that goal and you know, accomplish great things with their life. So we have some great women speakers who will be giving their testimonies and teaching us, you know, teaching the women about self-love. And, you know, in the end, you know, how to connect with God to move forward with their lives and to heal.
And that is so important. You got to move forward. And that's the key. You know, sometimes things happen, people fall. And I've always said this, and I'm going to say it again, you know, a saint is nothing but a sinner that fell down and got up. So I want to, as we always do on Ken McCoy Radio, we always want to encourage you to move forward, to be around positive people, that kind of thing. And it's just important to hold your head up.
Definitely. It's very, very important to surround yourself with nothing but positive people. You will see your life change. You'll see so many things happen to your life, and you'll be hungry for life and, you know, to make yourself a better you. And so this is just
Rachel.
You know, the power comes from God. And so that's what our message is going to be, is going to come across on July the 23rd.
See, I like that. You said, make you a better you. That's going to be a new workshop right there.
Exactly.
You.
Hey, we'll have to talk about that one.
Okay, everybody's listening right there. Tim McCoy and Punch Television Network coming up with new workshop series, Make You a Better You.
I love it. I love it.
This is so exciting.
So, yes, like I said, RSVP to healinggodsdaughters@gmail.com. One of our reps will get back with you to give you all of the details. It's going to be an awesome. We're going to have lunch, and we're going to have entertainment, singers. It's going to be an awesome, awesome show.
Well, you heard it right there from Rachel, Punch Television Network. Man, we're excited, and we will be doing some things with Punch Television Network, folks. We have been under a rock putting together some things, planning out a whole lot of projects. Stay tuned, stay encouraged, because there's a lot of positivity coming down the pipes. So definitely, stay tuned, Rachel. I hope you get to the rest of the show, because we have some. Matter of fact, one of the ladies I want you to listen to, Eileen Colley, will be calling in a few minutes. In 10 minutes, you need to hear what she has to say. You need to hear what's happening. So I'll see, if you don't have the link, I'll send it to you. All right, we are moving forward. Rachel, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear what I just said? Because you got quiet, and on the radio they act like something went wrong.
Because I'm having a connection problem with you here.
Oh, I hear you fine.
Oh. Okay, how do I sound now?
I hear you fine. Can you hear
okay.
me fine?
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm just...
That's all right.
Listeners,
you're listening to Rachel from Punch Television Network, and obviously she had me on speakerphone, but it's okay because you know, she wanted to feel big time like she was, but it's all good. We have positive.
Kicking my heels up.
All right, you get a chance to listen in for the rest of the show. We have some interesting things getting ready to happen.
Awesome, I will. Thank you very much. Okay. And go to our website, Punch Television Network, www.punchtv.net.
See, everybody, see how she is? A broadcaster will put in that last plug.
That's right.
I like it. So do we have an official launch date for DirecTV?
It will be in July. We don't have an official date, but it will be in the month of July. So look out for us. We have some great programming. We have an 11-minute video on our website that will give you a great idea of what type of programming Punch Television Network will be broadcasting. We think that you'll be impressed, and we have a great new niche of programming that will be for all cultures. So tune in.
Now tell everyone about the other event that's scheduled for next week. We're going to break some news right now, folks. We're going to break some news. Rachel's going to help me break it. Break it, Rachel. Go ahead. You're live.
Okay,
go ahead.
So come join us July the 23rd from 1 to 6 at the Ambassadors for Christ facility in Carson. It's 21039 South Figueroa Street. You must RSVP at healinggodsdaughters@gmail.com. Or you can reach us here at the office at 310-328-9400, and you can ask for me, Rachel Ramos.
See, that's the way we make it. So stay tuned, folks. We're using a new switchboard here, so we're ironing out the bugs, and so we'll make sure that we get the bugs ironed out. We are working it out, but this is a beta, and we're making it happen, so nothing's going to stop us from getting the word out.
Nothing
Rachel
at
Ramos,
all.
Thank you. Thank you very much for staying tuned with us. We'll be right back. Thank you, Rachel. Stay tuned. We'll
You're
be
welcome.
Right back
Thanks,
right
Ken.
After this.
Henderson's Cadillac, located at 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. New pre-owned vintage Cadillacs, insurance collisions, repairs, welcome. Ask for Jeffrey Henderson's operations manager at 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Complete Automotive Center. If you had an accident in your car and the repairs are over $5,000, we'll give you a free rental car up to 5 working days. That's a free rental car up to 5 working days. That's Henderson's Cadillac, 940 East Compton Boulevard. Boulevard, Compton, California. That number again is 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Or you can hit us on our website at www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's Henderson's Cadillacs for all your service needs. That number again is 310-594-2097. 310-594-2097. Thank you.
Julie Edelman is the accidental housewife. If you have stains, she says that relief is on the way.
On your clothing, the easiest way to get rid of mud stains, believe it or not, is with a potato. A spud will remove mud. You just slice it right in half. You use, you know, the side that's sort of got the starchy looking stuff, the white side. Just sort of, you know, rub it on that mud stain and away will go the stain. Red wine, believe it or not, you just would douse it with some salt. After you do that, you pour white wine on there, which will actually get rid of the red wine stain. Tide is actually giving out free samples or coupons. And if you do that, you'll automatically be entered to win a new washer and dryer. Huh? Can't beat that, right?
You can go online for more information.
For the Tide opportunity to both try this great Tide strain release, you go to Tide's Facebook page. For my tips, you can go to my Facebook or you can go tweet me with questions.
I'm Larry Shannon with A Minute More, a service of InkJetAmerica.com at AminuteMore.com.
All right. Welcome back to Ken McCoy Radio, Father's Day Edition. Thank you for listening. And yes, folks, we are on a new switchboard, so we're checking out a new switchboard. So there may be a few bugs in there, but we're going to get it ironed out. Now, let me tell you what's going on. Dubtronic crew will be on the show in about 25 minutes. The world's number one ranked and award-winning reggae band. We're going to play one of their songs right now called Sunshine Girl. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Always give me pleasure in my sunshine girl. She's always by my side, she's not a sometime girl. She always makes me happy, she's a fun time girl. My sunshine girl, she rocks my world. No one can ever, ever try to flop my girl. Material things vanity no attract my girl. Devoted independence and a royal girl, my girl. Sunshine weather, with my sunshine girl. She gives me much pleasure in our world. Come on, sunshine weather with my sunshine girl. She gives me much pleasure in our world.
Lord, tropical love is what she gives to me. Love deeper than the Caribbean Sea. Officially, this love was shared was meant to be. You don't even have to have any colors to see. We give her anything she wants, anything she needs. Rasta gonna give it to her, yes indeed. Roba-doba loving is a guarantee. She will always be my little sunshine queen. Sunshine weather with my sunshine girl. She gives me much pleasure. Our world, come on, sunshine weather, with my sunshine girl, she gives me much pleasure, in our world,
she gives me robot double loving, loving,
dog kissing, kissing,
real loving, I mean life is what she is.
Welcome to Ken McCoy Radio. We are back. There's so much we have going on. We have some special guests calling in. We're going to take a call right now. I believe this may be one of our special callers. We're going to see. Caller, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I take it that this is Eileen.
This is Eileen Collier, yes.
Eileen, how are you? We've been telling people, tweeting, Facebooking that you're calling in. Oh, man. Okay, let's just cut to the chase, Eileen. How are you? And tell everyone what Eileen is up to. I mean, your background is so vast, but there's some things you're working on. Specifically, you're doing workshops with women and daughters, but you're into programming, and we'll let everybody hear what your spin is on your background, because everybody's got a different spin.
Okay. Well, I am a native Memphian, and I have been in radio now over 22 years. Mm-hmm. I am a program director of a couple of radio stations here in Memphis, a gospel station, Hallelujah FM, and a
Hallelujah FM
station.
Okay.
Yes, yes, and I'm also part of the morning show there as well. Radio is my first love, but from there is an extension that I have just recently branched out into, and I'm doing a lot of motivational speaking at a lot of different events. But one thing that's close to my heart is our kids. And I have just partnered up with a couple of other ladies in the industry, and we're doing mother-daughter mentoring programs. So we're going to do a series of mother-daughter luncheons, and we're just talking or encouraging mothers and the daughters to communicate better, to just create a bond that is missing, that we see that is, you know, just kind of lacking right now. So I'm just kind of all over the place, but I'm having such a fun time doing it and just empowering people, because that's what I'm all about.
See, now that is why we have Ken McCoy Radio, because we are, matter of fact, I was just, if you were listening earlier, we just had a network just call us, and I told her make sure that she tunes in and listens to what you had to say. And it is, I always say on all of my shows, it is so important that we let young people know that we care. I just recently did a keynote at a teen summit, and during my research, I found out that most teens and young people need encouragement one time an hour. And if they're not getting it at home, they're going to get that encouragement from somewhere or somebody else. It's that simple.
You are so right. You are so right. And I don't know, it seems as if there's some type of breakdown between the adults and the young folk, and we are not actually talking with our young people. We're either talking at them or just not even hearing them. And that's what we really need to get back to, because if we think about how we grew up and how our parents were there for us, you know, even if it's not the parents, it can be somebody else who doesn't have a child, and they can reach down and mentor some other little kids. And, you know, so teenagers and communication and talking and just having fun and not always teaching them, because
yes,
let it be known, we as adults can learn a whole lot from kids.
I do all the time.
Open our mind. You know?
I matter of fact, that my data background for the Teen Summit was a survey that I did on seventh and eighth graders, is where I received my data on social media. Which, and people say, wait, what do you mean you received data from seventh and eighth graders on social media? Please, folks, if you're sitting there asking me that question, you were in the wrong time zone. I'm just telling you.
Right.
These, yeah. So. When you said talk to them, that is my platform, because they don't care how much you know until they know you care. It's a fact.
It's
a fact.
Right.
So let's talk about the relationship. Go ahead.
Well, the thing about it, a lot of times, and what I've seen and what I've found out is that adults try to have that authoritative position, like I know it all, and so they, and that I am so perfect and right that I didn't make any mistakes when I was a kid, and you don't want to let the children know that you made these mistakes. But when you do allow the kids to they see you as being human and that it's okay, because we got in trouble when we were kids.
Hmm.
We lived through it, right?
Hmm.
So
hmm.
Kids are going to get in a little bit.
Better rod, spoil the child.
You know?
Yes. Yes, I do.
We
know.
Have a very interactive time. Yeah.
No, and you know what? And I can't believe that we're talking about the same thing, simply because that is the platform. It's to let the young people know you have failed. And as a matter of fact, 6'1", I did the Teen Summit, Eileen, on 6111, and I had them move the date simply so that it comes out as 611, which meant information from your cell phone. And part of the platform was is that we all failed. We all failed. Mm-hmm. Everybody, every adult in the room, and I said, any adult that's not raising their hand that they failed is telling a lie.
Oh, yeah, because we are imperfect people. God didn't make anything perfect down here.
Right.
So that means that we will fail from time to time, and it's okay to own up to it, as long as you learn from those mistakes.
And you fail forward. That's right.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when are your workshops with the ladies and the daughters, and how are you rolling that out?
Well, we are doing one in June. I'm sorry, in July, here in Memphis, and we are the first few of them. We are just pretty much going into some community centers, and we're doing a grassroots kind of thing to try to pull everybody out. Now we're hoping to do this once every month or every other month, and we're starting here in Memphis, but I'm now getting calls outside of the city to bring the workshop to those areas. So, you know, I'm here and available. They can contact me if they are interested in rolling this out, because like I said, it's straightforward, the mothers and the daughters. We are planning to do some for the fathers and the sons. It's all very interactive, and it's a whole lot of fun. I come from radio, so it's entertainment. So this is nothing boring, no lecture series. And the thing about it is the ladies that facilitate it are all from radio background, but to lend even more expertise to it, we have psychologists, we have some counselors, and we have physicians that are on our panel as well, so that all kinds of answers can be touched and answered. All
See,
kinds of
is,
questions, I'm sorry.
That, yes, yes.
Yeah.
No, that is so important to be on the right frame of mind, on the right page, and directing the right people to the right assets, because they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I love the part about grassroots. I mean, you know, having something at some big center, yeah, it's fine, but you got to take it to, you got to go to where they congregate on their own and sort of infiltrate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm from the inner city. My other partners are from the inner city, so we're not afraid to go there, even though we may have moved to the east side. You know, we still know where we came from, and we can get down with anybody. It's all real, and it's raw, and, you know, it's wide open. So, you know, we're on the move.
That is exciting.
And
now,
our organization is called The Village, and we thought that we would name it that because, as the old adage goes, it takes a village to raise a child. And so that we just thought we would put our hands back into the village so that we can raise these children.
See, that's exciting. It's very cool because when I'm not on the road, I spend my Saturdays at a youth center. We go in, roll up our sleeves. We either do car washes or mentor sessions. And you're right, it's not a lecture series. It's about reality, you know. And we've taken kids to – we just had a major fundraiser in a parking lot just to show the young kids – and young people that you care about them, and you don't have to know all of their background, but the point is we are here and we are now, not back in the day and all this other stuff, you know. And I just had that experience with a young man. I just met him for the first time, and we're out there chatting, and before we know it, I said, well, let's take a walk real quick, man. I got to show you something. We're chatting. I didn't even know his name, and he was just simply saying that – I said, well, what do you do for fun? Because you mentioned something very important, that sometimes we take the fun out of for the kids. It's so serious, and we got to put that seriousness on them. And to me, they're kids.
Oh,
they're still kids. I don't care. You know. But the point was, the young man had tears in his eyes, and because he says, I just care, and I want to do something. I want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you could just call me Wee, bro. That's what he said to me, and he had tears in his eyes. He said, just call me Wee, you know. And it was just a great moment that we had, and that's what this is about. So now I want everybody to know how to get in touch with your organization, because you and then I got to tap on something else you mentioned. So let's get this one out. How do they get in touch with you about your mentoring organization?
They can call us at 901-277-5336, or you can email me at Eileen Collier, EileenCollier, 1230 at gmail.com.
Okay.
And you can get in touch with the village.
Yes. Get in touch with the village, all of you listeners out there that are in Memphis or any of that area at all, because that's what the power of the internet is and social media.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we mention a city, but we are now connected by global media. So there's no reason
exactly.
You can say I'm not connected to Eileen Collier. All right. Now, Eileen, let's switch it over.
Mm-hmm.
Let's switch it over. Now, you Hallelujah FM. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Hallelujah FM is a 24-hour gospel fanatic station. We are, the brand is in Memphis, Little Rock, Jackson, Mississippi, Montgomery, Alabama, and it is going to be in Birmingham, Alabama. I am the program director for the station in Memphis. I've been the brand manager for all of them. And I'm part of the morning show.
That is way cool.
Yeah, so
cool.
It keeps me busy.
That is way cool to wake up like that. Way cool. Now, did you hear the Spirit and Truth song that we played, Praise Party? Did you hear that earlier on our show?
I did not hear that one. I've been running back and forth here. But, yeah, the cool thing that I love about our station is that we have been successful in breaking all kinds of stereotypes of who the gospel slash inspirational listener is.
It has been
an uphill journey in that a lot of the powers that be that run the companies do not know who we are. And
That's right.
They hear the word gospel, unfortunately, they have this stereotype in their mind of this old lady has on a white hat and maybe some white shoes, and she doesn't do anything.
So I understand.
We have had to tell them to not even, unfortunately, don't even say gospel first. Tell them that it's a person that is forward thinking, that's positive thinking, who just likes really good music and goes to, go shopping and drive cars just like everybody else.
And you know
and
what?
You get that. We're the same. We just happen to have a positive message in our music.
You are hitting on something. I just talked to the Rachel from Punch Television Network. She's doing a women's conference. We just had this conversation the other night about what you and I are talking about right now, this kind of situation where we basically, those of us that know how to do this, put a different spin on it. And once the people get in to hear the spin, they're going like, I like this. What is it? As opposed to you're forcing something down my throat that, you scared me. Kind of thing. You know exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line, the bottom line is we serve one God, period. That's it.
Uh-huh.
So there are different
One of the things we say on this.
Go ahead. Go.
One of the things that we say on the air is that, denomination doesn't matter.
That's right.
Because, it's all about the uplifting of Christ. It's all about positivity. So
we don't
even get into, the nationalities or the denominations.
Right.
It's all about positive thinking, inspirational, uplifting, and it's reflected in the things that the jocks say because we're not preachy-preachy.
Right.
We let the music speak for itself, and it may be Hezekiah Walker or Kirk Franklin, but then it may be a Jill Scott
that's
giving that. Or
Absolutely.
Andy Irie that's giving that message. Just
Absolutely.
Long as it's a positive message that's coming forth, praise them, give God glory, and just be great. Live life like it's golden. How about that?
That's right. Live like who sang that song? Because I remember that song.
Jill Scott.
That's
Living
what
life
I thought.
Like it's golden.
Man, let me tell you something. That is the key. you got to be happy, folks. It is just terrible to walk around miserable all the time.
And it takes so much energy.
Oh,
I'm too lazy to be angry.
You know, I just refuse to be around negative thinkers, negative attitude, droppy, just that whole negative vibe. I can't do it.
The glass is half full.
I could do it on my own. I could sit in a room and just mope if I want to on my own. I don't need people around me to, like, look at me and do that. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. That's just the way I am. Helen Keller said, associate with people who have the same passion and vision as you do. You know what I mean? And I also go back to Christ came so that we can have life and life more abundantly. So, I mean, there it is. He said it. So I'm sticking to that one.
Hey, it's written. Why deviate?
That's folks, you're listening to my guest is Eileen Collier. You know, she's a multifaceted professor of positivity. I can call her that. Eileen, I branded you just then. Okay.
I like it, Ken.
I just branded you. Everybody, you're listening. This is what we do live on the radio, folks.
Hey, I'm putting that on business cards now.
Oh my God!
P.O.P. There it is.
And then they'll let you in those other circles that they weren't going to let you in.
Right.
You say, I'm a professor. Oh, we must let this professor in by all means.
Oh.
And then you get in.
Speak it, man.
Word. Don't make me laugh. Oh my God, this is so fun. I don't know.
Yes, it is.
You know, and this is what I get for praying the prayer of Jabez. Okay. I did. I prayed the prayer of Jabez, and now I'm broadcasting all over the world. So I tell you, folks, yes, this is God working, because that's the only reason why I'm doing it, because there's no way that I would ever think in my schedule I would have time to do the things that I'm doing, but it's by His grace that I'm doing it. So I don't want anybody. I'm doing a workshop called Don't Get It Twisted for the young people, okay? Don't be caught up in thinking just because we're busy that we're not serving God. We serve Him in different fields, different areas.
Call me, Ken. I want to be in on that.
This is I'm serious. This is what we really, really do. When people, I'm doing Juneteenth on Saturday. I'm hosting it, and y'all better just be ready, because we may do a mass prayer in 1 minute kind of thing. I don't know what we're gonna do, but this is what we do. I mean, if you have people, Eileen, you know this. If you have a listening audience, there are times that you got to pull together that power that you have right then. That's that window of opportunity. So there it is. I am. You know, we have to keep talking. You know, we have to. So you have to just make sure that your people send me your contact information and especially the links, so that we could definitely connect on some other levels. Because the other reason
I would love that.
I do work with the Christian Music Awards through United One Productions, and we were in Nashville in, I believe, October at TBN Studios. And we did the show, first time ever in Nashville for the Christian Music Awards. And we definitely want to connect with people like yourself, because there's the workshop called The Best of the Blessed, where they bring in all the potential artists that may appear on the show and do workshops right there at the campus at TBN. So we definitely have to keep you in the loop on that as well. See,
definitely. I would love that. And I thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. This has been fabulous.
I'm an advocate for positive people that's real, though. Real.
Uh-huh.
Not these people that talk at people and just, you know, want to talk at people. That doesn't help our young people. Grown folks have made their minds up. Okay, they've made their mind up. So now what they're doing is they're saying, okay, I can change a little bit. But these young people are saying, please guide me, at least guide me. Don't roll your eyes at me. Guide me. I'm willing
to
hear.
And don't be fake with me.
Don't be fake. They know.
Don't be fake with me. Just give it to me real. And if you're in the churches, you know, yes, it's wonderful. We have grown and we have learned and we've done better. You know, we've changed our lives around. But just don't get blinders on and forget that you used to listen to R&B and you used to dance and you used to party too. And, you know, let it be known, you put an earth, wind, and fire on, you're probably going to cut a step again.
Let's be real. Yes. You still probably listen to it, but that doesn't cause it a sin.
But it's okay.
Thank you.
And so if you are an adult and you have children, you better listen to it so you'll know how to talk to your children.
I done already told them. I told them. I said it. And so parents, don't try to think that you can shut them down on that level. They have to understand the thought process. Man,
right.
We're going to have you on another show, Eileen. We're going to have to have you on another. I think we may have to have you. My wife is doing a top secret power women summit thing. She created this thing about a month ago, and she had 30 women show up and 5 speakers or something, and it was awesome. Her first time ever doing it, and I wasn't allowed in, so I stayed in the VIP room and ate food. But I think we want to try to do a teleconference on this next one and kind of bring some technology in on it. And so we will definitely keep you posted.
Yeah, tell them I'm Skyping.
Thank you. Right. Okay, all of you that are not knowing what we're talking about, this is new technology. Y'all got to get up on Skype, tweeting, Tumblr, Cinch, Blog, Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare. This
all
is
of
what
that.
People are using for business, folks. And right now, most
of
it's
free. If you're
not
on it, you're missing out.
Let them know.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ken McCoy with Ken McCoy Radio with Eileen Collier. Eileen, definitely want to thank you for tuning in, staying connected with us, and we will be talking again very, very soon.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Bye.
What a great interview. Eileen Collier brought the information, folks. This is what's been on our panel. We've been telling you about positivity, and we're making connections. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this. Going to tell you a little about some summer colors, and we'll be right back after this. But remember, this Sunday we're doing a Father's Day feed on another network. You need to send us an email. We will stay connected. But I believe our guests, Dubtronic Crew, I believe they're calling in, so we're not going to take a commercial. We're going to switch right over and see if this is our crew, the Dubtronic Crew. I believe this is them calling in. Is this the Dubtronic Crew?
Dubtronic Crew on the line for sure. Dubtronic Crew, Juba representing.
You know what? This is such a wonderful, wonderful time to have you on. We were just listening earlier to Sunshine Girl, and we were grooving with it. And tell everyone about your group. I looked online. There was one song that you had that was downloaded, I think, 108,000 times or listened to or something. Tell everybody about what the group. You're on a tour right now. Tell everybody what's going on.
Yeah, man, Dubtronic Crew, we're on our celebration tour, you know, of the U.S. West Coast going towards the Midwest. And, you know, when we're done with, you know, the United States, we'll be heading towards Europe, France, Poland, Romania, you know, and a few other places there in Europe. We'll be done here the 31st of July. Our last show in the U.S. will be at the Monterey Bay Fest, Reggae Fest. And then, you know, we head on to France for the 5th for the Reggae Sunska Festival in south of France. Then we head to Poland for the Ostroda Reggae Festival. Then we go to Romania for the Youth Fest, Rock Fest. And, you know, we're just enjoying ourselves here. You know what I mean? We recently won the prestigious title Best New Band in the World at the Global Battle of the Bands World Finals in Malaysia. And so this tour is a celebration of that win.
Now, how did that feel for you when your band won? I mean, what was that like in Malaysia?
It was a great experience, you know. I mean, after traveling like 2 days from Jamaica heading to Malaysia to compete in the world finals, it was just a great experience, you know. Most important was, you know, the vibe, you know, that all bands shared, you know, at that World Finals. We had, you know, bands from Romania. We had Romanian band representing because it's a competition that is international. So bands advance from their national finals, you know, and go to the international finals. So we had bands like, you know, Russia representing, like Romania representing. We had China representing. We had Brazil representing. We had, you know, Ukraine representing. We had numerous countries representing, you know. And at the end of the night, the judges, by unanimous decision, you know, awarded Dubtonic Crew the best new band in the world for 2010. So it was a great experience. You know, we were humbled by it. And to say this, Dubtonic Crew was the only band from this region, from the Americas, you know, that was a part of Brazil as well, and Brazil. But we were the only band that represented any style of urban music. You know, reggae, all the other bands were like rock, you know.
Right.
It was more hardcore, you know, heavy metal or, you know, hard rock or, you know, a fusion between funk and rock. You know, it was within those genres. And Dubtonic Crew was the only band from this region, second to Brazil, that represented, you know, any form of urban music. So we're proud to say we represented this region well, and we came out on top.
I would say you did. I would say you did. I mean, I did my research, and you're all over, but your music is awesome. I've been listening to it the last few days. And matter of fact, one of my TV affiliates want to catch up with you on one of your tours before you leave the United States, because we're broadcasting in California, New York, and New Jersey to about 3 million
right.
people. So they want to catch up with the group, probably maybe in Monterey. So we'll make the people make the right connections to make that happen. But right now, I want to ask, before we play your song Never Give Up, what motivates the band as a whole? How do you stay motivated?
It's just music and good energy, you know. We're a band, and I'd like to say that we're a bond of brothers, you know what I mean?
Ooh,
traveling
okay.
together, you know, and that's what's most important. So life is motivation, you know what I mean? The love between each and every one of us within the group, and music, which is like our lifeline, you know, is the thing, you know what I mean? That is what gives us, you know, the motivation. Yeah, and as Stone, my colleague here, who is a bass player, is saying, unity is strength, and that is what strengthens, you know, everything that we're doing. You know what I mean? So every moment on the road, you know what I mean? Everything is not always going to be sweet and dandy. But guess
right.
what? We have a common goal, you know, and that common goal is the music, you know what I mean? And with love behind it and support for each other, yeah, man. That's the motivation, bro.
I love it. And we're going to play Never Give Up because we're talking about positivity and upbeat and being indirectly a leader, because by you saying life is motivation and unity, that leads others to say, wow, well, where am I using unity? So let's play your tune, Never Give Up. Here we go.
You know this life. Sometimes it can be a trouble, but never give up.
I'm a not go give up, it's a struggle, no. I'm a not go give up, no way.
No way.
I be put the pedal to the metal, I say, yeah. Could I never make this mission crumble, no. Not after we come so far.
So far.
I be hold and keep this thing together.
we not stop trying, cause Jah will never let us down. No way.
This is Ken McCoy with Ken McCoy Radio, back Dubtronic Crew on tour right now. The world's number one reggae band, all going all over the world, but they're in California right now. You need to catch them in Monterey. So where else in California are you going to be for the next 2 weeks? Where are you going to be?
Well, we're out of California at the moment until the 31st of July. We'll be back for the Monterey Bay Festival. Last night we were in Tacoma. Washington. The night before we were in Bellingham. We're today in Seattle. We have two shows in Seattle. Scarlet Tree and at the Culture Yard. On Saturday the 18th we'll be in Spokane at the A Club. From there we move towards Livingston, Montana. Then to Missoula at the Top Hat Club on the 21st. Then we're heading towards Colorado. We have a festival, well, maybe like two festivals in Colorado. The State Bridge and Bond. We have we'll be at the Cervantes in Denver on the 24th. We'll, you know, a number of places. But if they log on to our site www.dubtonickru.com, that's dubtonickru.com. All the dates are there. And we'd love for all the fans, new adopted family, everybody that's feeling Dubtonic Crew's vibe, to just come and share some vibe with us at one of these venues. You know what I mean? Just come on and let's have a great time with music.
That's a great, great request. Dubtonic Crew invited all of the listeners and fans around the world to catch them at one of their dates and go have some fun and be uplifted and have some positive energy. Like he said, life is motivation. They're a bond of brothers. You know what I mean? And that is so good. And you also heard him simply say that everything won't be all rosy, but you handle business and the unification will come back together. Man, I am just honored to have you on our show, man. Honestly, your music, I love it. And the one, Never Give Up, is so motivational. I got to keep that rolling. So I'm going to play that every show until the 31st of July. I'm going to play it every show and give you a shout out because I appreciate it simply because it's positive. And, you know, like you say, never give up. And I definitely want to thank the group, thank the crew for staying with us. And, you know, we're also a new fan of you. I want you to say that. Dubtonic Crew, we are a fan.
Thank you very much, man. And we're very honored to be on your show, you know what I mean? Thanks to you thanks to all your listeners, you know what I mean, thanks to all our supporters, you know, over the years that, you know, motivated us to be, you know, where we are today. You know, we're very grateful because without them, without you, you know what I mean, we wouldn't be here, you know what I mean. So enough respect and enough love goes out to all the supporters, you know what I mean. Mr. Ken McCoy, big up yourself. Chris, big up yourself. Enough
Thank
love
you.
And respect.
Thank you. I definitely, like I said, everyone stay tuned. Dubtonic Crew is traveling. But again, the big date for California, the final date for California, July 31st, we're going to be playing this song, Never Give Up, every show till the 31st of July to keep everybody, one, motivated, two, focused, and three, knowing Dubtonic Crew is coming. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Love to the group.
Love to you, too. Enough respect.
All right, man. This is Ken McCoy, Ken McCoy Radio. We thank the group for coming on, staying tuned. Dubtonic Crew, world's number one reggae band, joined us on Ken McCoy Radio as an exclusive. And we definitely, definitely appreciate that. Again, music is positive. We want to keep it that way. We did use a new switchboard today, so there were a few glitches in there. But, folks, we don't worry about all the negativity on that level. We make it positive. So this is our first broadcast using the new switchboard. So it looks pretty cool. So we're going to find out from a few of our technical people to find out, make sure we get the bugs ironed out. But I do like the new switchboard. And my intern, Deja Brown, definitely told me that she liked the look. We have a church broadcast that we are going to be using this on as well at our church, Family Community Church, KFAM Radio. So I do like the new switchboard. It's kind of high-tech looking and the volume level. So I like it. But I want to remind everybody to stay positive, stay uplifted. You know, we don't have to cater to all the negativity that's going on in the world. Don't forget, we have a little plug for the Christian Music Awards DVD. Ed Mertens put us together a little drop, so we're going to drop that for you right now. Stand by.
Be a part of the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards. United One Productions is pleased to announce the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards DVDs are here. For $25, you too can be a part of this uplifting and magical fundraising celebration. Performances by C.C. Winans, Ty Trebet, Jason Crabb, the Best of the Blessed contestants, and more. For more information, go to www.unitedoneproductions.org.
That's right. That's my buddy Ed Mertens. Definitely checking out the show, and we appreciate Ed for that drop for the Christian Music Awards. We were blessed enough to go to Nashville, Tennessee to record the show, and now it's available on DVD. I was hosting backstage, interviewing Ty Trebet and CeCe Winans. So check it out. We'll be right back right after this brief commercial.
Hi, I'm Ken McCoy. Some of you have heard me on Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. Well, now I'm inviting you to check out my new ebook available on Lulu.com. It's called The Right Angle. I've spent over 30 years in photography photographing everyone from dignitaries, celebrities, presidents, different self-directed assignments in the photographic realm. I have had to use different choices in that realm, and of course, I chose to shoot from the right angle, not only photographically, but being the right type of person for the right type of environment. I've been blessed to do what I do, and I'm excited to share this information for the first time ever in my new book, The Right Angle. It has chapters such as Faith and Frustration, Making It Happen, Media 101 Today, Even the Inspirational Need Inspiration, and Preparation Reduces Perspiration. Check it out. It's got some funny stories in it, of course, in photography, and some that are serious. Check it out, The Right Angle. I'm Ken McCoy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening to Ken McCoy Radio. We have been so, so excited today. This Juneteenth is coming up. It's this weekend. So be a part somewhere. Let's Talk TV will be there. I will be hosting Saturday on stage at the Hinton Center in Fresno. So if you're out there, come out and give me a shout out. I understand the California Advocate newspaper will also be out there this weekend. It's Father's Day weekend. Join us on the Amazing Grace Show. This Sunday, we're going to be live, Saturday, this live cooking on the set, folks. Ed, you can come out and eat with us, man. they say, is Ed an eater? Come on out. This is everybody talking about my pictures on Facebook. It's all for fun. I'm blessed to be doing what I do, and I want to say God bless you. Stay tuned, stay with us, and be blessed this weekend. Hallelujah. Let God be the glory in your life.